No better place to meet yourself by Musa Aga Sarid. The following dialogue is an excerpt from an interview with Victor Amila. Musa Aga Sarid, hereafter referred to as MAA, and Jay as the interviewer. MAA. I don't know my age. I was born in the Sahara Desert with no papers. I was born in a nomadic camp of Tuaregs between Timbuktu and Gao in the north of Mali. Jay, what do they do for a living? MAA, we shepherd camels, goats, sheep, cows, and donkeys in a kingdom of infinite and of silence. Jay, is the desert really so silent? MAA, if you are on your own in that silence, you hear your heartbeat. There's no better place to meet yourself. Jay, what memories do you have of your childhood in the desert? MAA, I wake up with the sun. The goats of my father are there. They give us milk and meat, and we take them where there's water and grass. My great-grandfather did it, and my grandfather and my father and me. There was nothing else in the world than that, and I was very happy. Jay, really? It doesn't sound very exciting. MAA, it is. At the age of 7, you can go alone away from the camp. And for this, you're taught the important things. To smell the air, to listen, to see carefully, to orient with the sun and the stars, and to be guided by the camel if you get lost. He will take you where there's water. Jay, to know that is valuable, no doubt. MAA, everything is simple and profound there. There are very few things, and each one has enormous value. Jay, so that world and this one are very different. MAA, there, every little thing gives happiness. Every touch is valuable. We feel great joy just by touching each other, being together. There, nobody dreams of becoming because everybody already is. Jay, what shocked you most on your trip to Europe? MAA, I saw people running in the airport. In the desert, you only run if a sandstorm is approaching. It scared me, of course. Jay, they were going after their baggage. MAA, yes, that was it. Jay, what do you dislike the most here? MAA, many people here have everything, and it's still not enough for them. They complain. In the modern world, many people complain all the time. They chain themselves to a bank. Many people are anxious to have things, to have possessions. People are in a rush. In the desert, there are no traffic jams. And you know why? Because there, nobody's interested in getting ahead of other people. Jay, tell me about a moment of deep happiness for you in the desert. MAA, it happens every day, 2 hours before the sunset. The heat decreases. There's still no cold in the air. And men and animals slowly return to the camp. And their profiles are painted against a sky that is pink, blue, red, yellow, green. Jay, that sounds fascinating. MAA, it's a magical moment. We all get into the tents and we boil tea. Sitting in silence, we listen to the sound of the boiling water. We are immersed in calmness with the heartbeats tuned to the rhythm of the boiling water. Pada, pada, pada. Jay, how peaceful. MAA, yes. Here you have watches. There, we have time.